The number 3 seeded Oil Kings, 1-4-3-1-0, beat number 6 Hartney Blues, 7-1-0-1-0, 6-2, in the first game of their THHL Western Division Best of 3 series. Coach Ryan Matheson said, "In Game 1 our power play was clicking and was key. Our top line was extremely productive, but it was a team effort with some great shifts from all lines. We also needed some big save from Tristan Rinn, who came to play. We gave up more chances than we'd like, but with the goaltending we got, we seemed to carry the momentum for most of the game." The Minnesota Elkhorn Seahawks finished on top of the THHL Western Division with a league-best 1-7-1-0-0 record. They will take on the division's 8th seed, the Souris Elks, 5-1-3-0-0. Oil Kings vs. Blues. After the Oil Kings and Blues concluded the THHL regular season battling each other on Saturday, with Verdun prevailing 7-6 on an Elisha Bambridge overtime goal, they were back at it for Game 1 on Monday. Verdun led 1-0 and 5-1 at the intermissions. Ty Lewis scored a hat-trick and recorded 5 points. Devin LeBlanc had Verdun's first 2 goals and finished with 4 points. His brother, Derek LeBlanc, also had 4 points, including a goal. Rinn made 31 saves for Verdun. Game 2 of the series was slated for Hartney on Thursday night. If needed, Game 3 would be Saturday in Verdun. "We will need to stay disciplined while keep our intensity high," Matheson said. "Elimination games are always the hardest to win, and Hartney will be a tough barn to close it out in. We will need a full team effort to get past a strong Hartney team." In the regular season, Devin LeBlanc paced the Oil Kings with 23 goals, 19 assists, and 42 points in 13 games. In net, Kieran Gehring had a 7-1-1-0 record, while Rinn was 7-1-0-0. "This season I've been impressed with our depth," Matheson said. "We have some high-end talent that was able to dominate at times. In senior hockey you don't always have everyone available, and when we were in those games our depth really showed." Seahawks vs. Elks. Playoff season is always a great time of year that everyone looks forward to, Seahawks head coach Garth Mitchell said. The team is definitely looking forward to getting started. The first game of the series was slated for Tuesday after the Empire advance deadline. On Friday, the series moves to Souris. If needed, Game 3 will be in Elkhorn on Sunday. After his team topped the THHL standings in its first season after moving from the North Central Hockey League, Mitchell said going into the playoffs, "I think our focus will be more of the same for our team. We want to play the game the right way and keep up strong work habits. We want to outwork our opponents and put lots of forecheck pressure on to generate lots of scoring opportunities." In the regular season, Minnesota Elkhorn's Sean Bowles topped the THHL with 28 goals and 57 points. He was second in assists with 29. Goalie Corey Gardham was second in the league in wins with a 1-0-0-0 record.